DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. South African Olympic and Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius is facing a murder charge connected to the death of his girlfriend at his Pretoria home. The police were called to his house on the Silverwood gated compound in the early hours of Thursday morning. They arrived to find paramedics treating a 30-year-old woman for 4 gunshot wounds to her head and upper body. She died at the scene and officers recovered a handgun. Denise Bukes is from the Pretoria Police Force.
They look at things like testing under the fingernails, taking a blood alcohol sample, and all kinds of other tests that are done. So those are also standard medical tests that are done in any person that's accused of this type of crime. We're talking about neighbours and people that heard things that happened earlier in the evening and when the shooting took place.
Pistorius's arrest over the death of model Riva Steenkamp has stunned South Africa, where he's a national hero. He made history at the London Olympics last year when he became the first double amputee track athlete to compete in the Games. Police say a 26-year-old man will appear in court on Friday in connection with the incident. In other news now, and the horsemeat scandal has hit Germany. It's been found in frozen lasagna, and supermarkets are removing the product from the shelves. The Real supermarket chain has withdrawn its Tip frozen lasagna. Other German retailers, including Tengelmann and Rewe, have also started to check processed beef products. The scandal's gone Europe-wide after beef burgers in Britain were found to be pure horsemeat. Products are also being tested for the equine drug Bute, a painkiller that's harmful to human health. Ilse Agner is Germany's agriculture minister.
This incident is in violation of the law. We have to make sure that these laws are enforced in all countries.
The EU is urging member states to conduct random tests for horsemeat. Owen Paterson is Britain's Environment Secretary.
I would like to see DNA testing of processed meat products during process and as finished products established as soon as possible right across every member state.
German authorities say they suspect a batch of lasagna sent from Luxembourg to a retailer in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia is at the centre of the horsemeat probe. Meanwhile, 3 men have been arrested at meat plants in Britain, suspected of passing horse meat off as beef. The police said on Thursday they were arrested on suspicion of fraud. 2 were detained in Aberystwyth on the west coast of Wales, and a third man was detained in West Yorkshire in the north of England, where police raided a slaughterhouse on Tuesday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Johanna Wanka has been appointed as the country's new education minister. She replaces Annette Schuvan, who stepped down after being stripped of her doctorate for plagiarism. Germany's President Joachim Gauck handed 61-year-old Wanka the education portfolio in a short ceremony in Berlin on Thursday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was also there. Merkel and Schuvan held a press conference in the German capital on Saturday to confirm Schuvan resignation. It's being seen as a political blow to the Chancellor just months before the national election in the autumn. Security personnel at 2 German airports are staging walkouts in an ongoing dispute over pay. Passengers at Düsseldorf and Hamburg airports faced long delays on Thursday, and the strike action is set to continue on Friday. Staff who walked off the job in the early hours of Thursday are responsible for security checks on passengers boarding outbound flights. Hamburg will be affected for a second day running, and Cologne-Bonn airport is being targeted instead of Düsseldorf on Friday. American Airlines and US Airways are to merge to create the largest US airline. An official announcement was made on Thursday, just hours after board members from both airlines approved the deal. It still needs to be approved by US antitrust regulators and a bankruptcy court. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walden, Deutsche Welle News.